Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Talk to Meanest podcast. I am your host, Anissa Ali, and every week we talk about everything and anything that we handle and experience in our 20s, whether it's our everyday lives to mental health. We will be talking about it. Feel free to connect with me on Instagram and Twitter at Talk to Meanest and join the conversation. On today's episode, we will be talking about the housing market. I know it's such a triggering topic right now for young Canadians, but today my goal with today's episode is to talk about the factors that are affecting our housing market, and our goal today is to connect the dots as well and possibly find some saving habits or maybe some habits that we can work on a personal level. Let's get into it, and here are our guests.
My name is Bukhar, and I met Anissa through an Uber ride last year while I was Ubering and real estating, and that's how we met.
My name is Zach, and I met Anissa through elementary school.
My name is Melissa. I met Anissa in summer school of grade 9, where we both were there for math.
Yes, that was a very fun time, actually. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about millennials in the housing market. So are you guys ready to jump into it?
Let's do it.
Okay, so I want to start off this conversation by talking about how you got your foot in the housing market, like what inspired you, because as a real estate agent, I'm gonna start with you first.
Sure.
What made you want to get into the real estate market in the first place?
Well, to keep it short, I got into real estate because of my family background in real estate. Getting into real estate is always easy. Succeeding in real estate is not easy.
That's a fair point. Yeah. What about you two? How did you know, like, okay, now I have to pay attention to the real estate market because this is something I want to do?
Just a bit of a backstory for our listeners. Melissa and Zach have been together since they were 18 years old. That's what, going on 9 years now? And recently they took the next step in their relationship by purchasing a condo together.
So after you establish, okay, I want to buy instead of rent, what was your next step?
How much money do we have to see what we can afford and what the process would look like of getting mortgage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we want to live as well, based on, you know, where our lives were at that point in time, if there was going to be any changes.
Well, we definitely wanted to move in together, so we were looking at the comparison of renting versus owning. And ultimately, we decided over time we would lose a lot more money to renting, especially with the prices being what they were and the economy what it was. So we ended up looking at a place to own, especially through a connection of Zach's friend, who is a real estate agent, who was very helpful in teaching us about the market and what to look for and just overall assistance.
So after you establish, okay, I want to buy instead of rent, what was your next step?
How much money do we have to see what we can afford and what the process would look like of getting a mortgage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where we want to live as well, based on, you know, where our lives were at that point in time and if there was going to be any changes.
Okay.
The whole part is also just kind of finding a place that we could afford and that would work for both of us, you know? Like, we didn't need like a big place because it was two of us and we weren't expecting anybody extra in our lives yet. That's pretty much it. Being close to work, finding a place that is still far enough from Ajax where, you know, the move is worth it, but not, you know, too far where we're not really seeing our friends.
I love that we're talking about location right now because it leads perfectly into my next topic. Where are millennials moving to in Canada right now?
With the amount of people coming into Canada, like young people coming from all over the world, who have money from, you know, family money that they're bringing in here, are actually making the move towards Alberta because whatever you get here, for example, I sold a condo here for $500,000. It was 560 square feet. My sister bought a house in Edmonton for $510,000, and it was a 2,400 square foot home. So people, when they see that, where they can get cheap real estate, and in a matter of time, just like any other place, real estate always appreciates. So whoever moved, like I moved to Ajax in 06, my house was 400K, now my house is worth 1.7. We didn't see this coming, but reflecting on the time that's passed, you know, people, young millennials like ourselves, are making smart decisions, saying, you know what, if I have to sacrifice moving to a different place in Canada, I will, because A, I'm able to own real estate for a cheaper price. You go to Alberta for a 300-400k home, you only need about 30-40,000 down payment, mm-hmm. right? Which millennials can afford,
right?
Right? So people aren't necessarily, millennials aren't necessarily shying away from purchasing close to home. It all depends on, you know, going back to if you have money that can be gifted from your family, if you have prior investments that you can put towards your down payments, if you understand the financial tools available for you to purchase
Let's
a home.
Let's move on to the saving aspect of the conversation. So tell me, where were you at with your savings? Did you start from scratch, or did you already have something that you were working with that you built?
So, in both our cases, actually, our parents were very supportive of us, you know, emotionally and financially, and, you know, making our own path one day. A good example would be my parents had an RESP for me, so my education was practically covered, which helped myself in saving the money that I earned working part-time jobs that I could use it later. Along with the fact as well that I know some families are different. Some families say, okay, if you're going to be living here, you'll be charged rent, and that's how they do it. But some families, like mine, will be like, no, we want you to eventually move out. Keep your money and save your money. Do stuff to help out around the house or something like that. But ultimately, the goal is to get you out so you can spread your wings and fly. And Zach has a similar with his parents as well.
Yeah, so, you know, my parents were really supportive with it. What helped though is that my mom helped me invest when I was pretty young. So when I was 16, that was when she opened up an investing account for me, and, you know, pretty much 16, you know, like 10 years, right? I've just been saving up all that money that it really, that was really helped us put the down payment for the condo we got. It wasn't for the investing, I don't know if it would have been easy, so I think I just got really lucky with in that sense.
Do you know what kind of investing account your mom had for you?
Oh my gosh. I should know.
A cash account.
Oh yeah, it's a cash account.
The TD expert,
yes. A cash account as well as a tax-free savings account.
Okay, so you had a TFSA?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. And how much did you guys save up altogether for your down payment?
Our down payment, we put down $150,000.
Wow, good for you. I just want to take a moment to say how proud I am of my friends for accomplishing that goal, because no matter what your lifestyle is, no matter what your family background is, investing in the real estate market as a millennial right now is not easy. It's a huge accomplishment, and I'm just really proud. I'd like to conclude today's short and sweet episode on the housing market by talking about softer skills we can work on achieving as individuals. I'm going to start off this one actually by bringing discipline and consistency to the table, because personally I believe once you have those two qualities down, you can nurture it into anything you want. And we've been talking about saving, we've been talking about our lifestyle, our habits. Once you bring discipline and consistency into those aspects of your life, it's very encouraging. I mean, it's just a notion of encouragement rather as to what you can accomplish, both long term and short term. I think it could be applied to people who either want to rent or people who want to buy, because either way you're going to have to save up, and that requires discipline and consistency.
Yeah, I mean, just give yourself a goal of what you want to do and try not to compare yourself to what other people are doing, because everyone's situation is different.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like some people get into caught up into a whole place where it's like, you know, how come this person can do that but I can't? Well, their situation is different. So instead of comparing yourself, just focus on where you are at your point and see what best suits you and what you can do to get there. That's what I can say. So don't compare yourself to what you're seeing online or what other people are able to do, because not everyone has the same
Thank you everyone for joining me. Thank you for taking the time. It's always a pleasure. It means so much.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thanks. See, that was cool.